First thing on our agenda this morning, commission remarks. Hearing none, we'll move on. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 470257 through 470295. Warrants 8049 through 8053. And one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for December 27th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Are those the only ones that were tabled? Nope. We have January 3rd here.
Correct.
I move to approve January 3rd, 2023 minutes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Monthly budget report. We have Auditor Clark reporting for us this morning.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got the monthly report, which will be the end of December 2022. GCR ended at $11,845,012.73. That's with having revenues of $17,885,844.06, and expenditures is at $14,261,186.53. Road and Bridge Cart Fund ended at $2,020,134.21. Road and Bridge ended at the 250 account ended at $15,531,011.05. The law enforcement tax fund ended at $4,787,196.71. And the sewer ended at $14,083,987.96. And that will be the major funds. The total funds overall is going to be for the county is going to be $63,598,708.29. This total amount includes monies that are not county funds, but funds that pass through to schools, Department of Revenue, fire departments, road and utilities, etc. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Real quick, when you say that pass through the schools, that's not a very large amount, though, correct?
No.
So I just want to make sure it's clear that the majority of the 63 is in the county coffers. The stuff that passes through for the collections is something completely separate.
Any further questions? Thank you, David. Treasurer's records disposal list. We have Melanie Smith, treasurer, presenting.
This is just a list that actually after the audit is completed, we can turn over to the county clerk's office for them to hold. I actually keep them for 3 years in my office, so I keep a little bit longer than I have to, but just that way if we ever have to look back at it, we have that information handy. This year I'm turning over the 2018 reports, which would be the bank statements, bank reconciliation, the receipt books, accounts payable stubs, payroll stubs, deposit books, treasurer check stubs, county warrants, and folders for each of the accounts that have all the receipts in there.
I move to accept and enter into the record the records disposal list as presented by the Taney County Treasurer's Office.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Did you say 2018?
Yes. Oh, 2019.
2019.
So the bottom part at the top, it needs to be changed right here.
Okay.
This part.
Okay, so
sorry about that.
And the motion was just as presented, wasn't it?
Yeah, because in the verbiage it says the following records and documents have been submitted to the county clerk's office for retention for the year of 2019. So that's what I took as the year being presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then we have the treasurer's final settlement and investment report.
Okay, so I'm here to present the final settlement investment report. It needs to be entered into record as per RSMO 54.150. Kind of going over the same dollar amounts that David just gave. The grand total of all funds was $63,598,708.29. The total in the cash accounts, which would be the checking account, was $13,216,504.80. The ARPA right now has $9,676,374.35. Invested in CDs, I have $29,755,036.84. In agencies, I have $10,950,792.30. And I do have a list of those report in there of where all those are being held at this time. The first report shows you all the breakdown for each of the funds, showing the beginning balances, the revenues, expenditures, and the ending balances for each of those. And I also have included in there the bank statements and then what the beginning balances for 2023 shows each account fund, what we're starting off with right now.
Questions?
No questions.
Do you need this entered into the record, or do you just accept it, or what do you need to?
Just entered into the record.
Right. Move to enter into the record the final settlement and investment report as presented by the Taney County Treasurer.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is collector, penalty, and interest removal request. Thank you.
Is this on the parcel 33.023? Or
33.007.
Okay.
Bilby. We received in the mail from the previous owner a copy of the bill that we had sent back in the fall to her. She had just stated on it that she no longer owned the property. So then through research, we found that it was a misdeed. Should have gone to Michael Bilby March 31st of last year. And that was missed. So then we sent a corrected bill to him on December 29th, probably the next day when the mail went out on the 30th. And then he called our office, which is what you see on that second page, just to inquire about why he was receiving a bill at that time. And anyway, we explained the situation over the phone, and then he went ahead and paid that day. So by statute, we turned around, we did send a bill, and then he paid it within the 15 days of the certified date of mailing.
So you used to waive
penalty and interest on that parcel.
So, I'm sorry, I'm just There's two parcels here. What's the second parcel?
The second one is just to show that, show when she, the previous owner, Connie Latimer, she does own another condo, which is the parcel 33.023.
Okay.
So you can see where she paid it on the 29th, and that's the same day that we received that statement where she said, this is not mine.
Okay. So that was more proof. Okay.
Yeah. Probably
sorry.
Overkill on the proof.
No, sorry. You guys have any questions?
I do not.
Move to waive penalty interest on parcel number 18-1.0-01-03-02-033.007.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. SB 40, board appointment.
Do we know what the term length is? Is it a 3-year?
So this position is the one that they had a resignation. Am I correct on?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember how many years is left on that.
I believe it has 1 year left.
Is it 1 year? So is it just through the end of this year? That was left vacant by Jeff Seaford. Is that right?
Yes.
Move to appoint Brian Wilfong to the vacant appointment on the SB 40 board, left bank vacant by Jeff Seifert, to fulfill his term.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'd like to thank everybody for all the interest. It's wonderful that we have that many
applicants. Yeah,
yes.
That was really great. Next on our agenda is the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County Regional Sewer District and Taney County. We
morning.
Have Brad Albritton here presenting this morning.
Morning, Commissioners.
Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good. Before you are two funding agreements. The first is what we call our annual non-project specific funding agreement. That's something we do every year. That includes cost for lift stations, collection system, treatment plant upgrades. It includes administration reimbursement, legal related to capital projects, things of that nature that are recurring on an annual basis that are not really specific to projects. That funding agreement amount is $1,286,000 for the 2023 calendar year. The second funding agreement is a new project for the district that we've selected last year during the evaluation of future projects to begin. It's called the Lookout Acres Venice North Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. We took two master plan projects, the Lookout Acres Phase 2, which goes north of Forsyth city limits, goes out and serves the area along 160. The Rolling Meadows Mobile Home Park picks that up and eliminates that treatment facility. There is a map, should be a map attached to that funding agreement. If there's not, I brought some copies. So it takes that project and it combines it with what we call Venice North. Venice on the Lake was split, the original project was split into three phases, and we're working on completing the third phase right now. And there are a couple offshoots of gravity lines that will run to the north up to 160 there, you can see on that map. And it combines those two together. HDR Engineering was selected to do that project, and they've provided us an engineering agreement. And we've put together this funding agreement in the amount of $800,000 to include engineering for engineering, land acquisition, legal services, permitting, and bidding services for this.